The results of the 2014 CSEC examinations show improved performance in 14 of the 35 subject areas. Of significance was a 13% increase in mathematics passes, which recorded the largest improvement overall, moving from 42% last year to 56% this year. National Mathematics Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, commented on the improvement during an interview with Ian Boyne. We bring you excerpts.
There's a lot of excitement about the improvement. Even a 5% improvement in math performance is welcome, and therefore the 13% even more so. To what would you attribute this?
I think the first thing is using a lot of data to drive decision making. And so a couple of years ago, we determined that we were going to be a little bit more targeted in our approach. We looked at the CSEC data for all the schools in the island, and we noted two trends, three groups of schools, those schools for which a significant number of their students were sitting and passing, another group where a significant number was sitting, but the pass rate was not at the level we would have wanted. And in analyzing further, we noted a significant number of those students were actually attaining grade fours. And so we placed those schools in a group and we said they were on the cusp. And then there was another group of schools that were just very weak, low percentages of the cohort was sitting. And then even if they passed, the passes were very weak. And so we became more targeted in our approach to providing support to those schools. Started with a number of workshops to build capacity, focusing on content and pedagogy. Worked with NSEL to facilitate leadership training for HODs and for principals. And we were managed to cover all the secondary schools, regardless of which group they fell in. And we have worked with a number of private partners. The Insurance Association sponsored a series of workshops held island-wide. And those would have been focused, again, using the CXC reports and the data. We would have identified the weak areas and focused our attention on building teacher capacity in those areas. In addition to that, those schools would have received support from the national math team. So there's been a number of things that have taken place that I think have contributed to the growth.
The matter of having math coaches is one of the important elements of the thrust toward improved math education. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that.
You want to build capacity. That's our problem. We know that we have a significant percentage of our teachers at the secondary level who are teaching outside of their discipline. They are tenured. It would be pointless to ignore that. So we have to find a way to build the capacity of those persons and to get them to be able to function at a level where they can function as specialists in the area, which is what they should be. The regional team of a coordinator and two specialists, in some regions, you may have 30, 40 secondary schools. It will be much difficult for them to cover.
Adequate.
The idea is to increase the support on the ground. They will be responsible for working with the teachers on the ground, facilitating professional development within the schools. And at the primary level, this is not something we're just doing at the secondary level. The coaches will be assigned to one school and they will be there for full time for a year. So the school will benefit from the support of the coach for a year, while at the secondary level, one coach will serve 3 to 5 schools for a period of 2 years. We were aiming to have 146 coaches on board, which would have given us coverage for all of our underperforming secondary schools and 100 primary schools. We have 600 primary schools to cover. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to implement it over a period of time. We have not gotten quite there yet. Mm-hmm. We just approved a little over 75 persons this week for engagement, and we're still processing. We are also implementing to supplement that a model that was the genesis of the permanent secretary, which we're calling math resource teachers, where we're going to pull on teachers in the system who don't have, they oftentimes don't have a timetable that has them teaching every hour of the day, as well as retired teachers. And we will employ them to target specific schools close to where they are located. Mm-hmm. Based on those numbers, we will have more than 100 persons supporting the system for the next school year.
National Mathematics Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.